Blog Talk Radio.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Sing praises to your name. Oh, yeah. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of all.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your love and kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name.
It is good to give
Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your love and kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness
every night, yeah.
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Shara Al of Beth Galloway Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll remind you all to grab your pens, your pencils, your iPads, your notepads, your highlighters, Bible dictionaries, a regular dictionary. Gather those things, those items for good study. As the Father has opened my eyes to another reality and wants me to share it with you all. I hope you all had a very productive week. very productive week. May your lessons and blessings be really good for you, and may they help you become better children and students of the Word of God. As always, I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor, and also to go through your word. We thank you, Father, for sending thy son, Yahushua, to this earth to be an example for us and to also sacrifice for us. We thank you, Father, for opening our hearts and our desires to be a sacrifice for him and bringing others to the know of who Yahushua is and what he has said in regards to you, O Father. Father, we thank you for the tender mercies and the loving kindness that you've shown us throughout the course of this week up until this moment. We thank you for encouraging us, strengthening us, and all those areas in which we as individuals, may we continue to give you praise and give you honor through thy son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. For it is through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to know who you are, Father. And we thank you for this moment to go through your word, which will bring us closer to you. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage. A remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. I'm your host once again, Yahweh Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland, and welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? And this week we're going to be talking about some, I think is interesting. But before I start, I'm going to, just do a little rehash. And, as we know, the past couple of lessons were, one was, relating to forgiveness and being and humbling ourselves. We have to humble ourselves to that word, bow down to it, give praise to it. For it's that word that opens our heart and open our mind and helps us to be better people. And at the same time, that word, those instructions that the Father has given us and passed down through his Son, through his word, helps us to get rid of that monster that dwells within us. And that's one of the things that the Father allowed me to go through throughout the course of this week. And one of the things that he brought to my mind is, we as individuals, like myself, I have, those who know me in the congregation, I tend to tell them, I want to live to be 120 years old, right? I want to be a functional 120, because, we see a lot of mature people around here and, in this day and time. And once they get to a certain age, they become feeble. I still want to have my faculties. I still want to be able to sit down and dialogue and talk with people. That's my hopes. And what we're currently going through in our studies, we're talking about the patriarchs. And I've noticed that the patriarchs we've dealt with so far, they were well in their hundreds when they passed. They were, 120, 125. I think that's the oldest so far. So me thinking about living to 120, it's not real far-fetched if we're going according to the patriarchs so far. But so in thinking about that, made me, that's where this lesson is coming from. And me as an individual and I'm one of the, I'm a brother. I got a lovely wife.
You know, we don't have any children. So when reading these testimonies of these patriarchs, I noticed that, you know, they was gathering their family, they was gathering their children. And so one of the things that came to my mind was my testimony, my walk with the Most High, and how I have to be more willing to share why I'm going through it. Not saying that the patriarchs and all the men of the Most High didn't share their wisdom and their experience with people, you know, but, you know, just looking at the examples thus far, you know, these brothers was gathering their, you know, they gathered their children and their children's children, their children's children, and then their brothers and their sisters together before they was about to leave the scene and shared some wisdom with them. But me as an individual, I've come to realize that I have to share my journey with the Most High, with people, as much as I can. And so that's where the nature of this lesson is coming from. And the title is, you know, is there ever too much gratitude? Because the Father is in my life. He's in all of our lives. Is there too much gratitude that we can give him, thanking him for what he has done? You know, is there ever too much praise to give him for the things he has done, both great and small, and allowing us an opportunity to change and be more like his son? Because he's identified to us what we are. And he's letting us know that you can change through obeying and listening to my words. Listening to my word. Because we come to understand that that word is Yahushua. And yet, and Yahushua dealt with us. And Yahushua deals with us on a regular basis. And because he does that, we have to give him honor. And when we give him honor, we're giving the Father honor, because it's the Father who has told him what to do. And he's giving that back. He's being obedient to his Father. See, one of the things that the Father tells us is, obey my word. What is he talking? Obey my son. Obey Yahushua. That's what he's saying. But then he's also shown us in the word that that's what we're supposed to do in our households. We, as heads of our household, we're supposed to govern our households and share and teach our households. So what we're going to do, we're going to start right here. We're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter. You know, people, we've been through this scripture before. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to start at verse 4. And it says, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh God. And thou shalt love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and of thy gates. And as we know, that is our declaration to the Most High. That's our declaration as being Israel. See, but the part that came to my mind is when you sit down and talking with people, when you're walking on the way, these examples, these things that you're learning in your journey with the Most High, talk to them with people Don't hide them. Let people understand the wisdom that he is sharing with you. Let them know your ups and your downs. See, because as we do these things, we become more and more like his son. Because what are we doing? We're getting rid of those things that are inside of us that shouldn't be there. Because we're putting his word in us. You know, as a, you know, an old adage we said, you know, you are what you eat. You know, so if I'm feeding myself this word, if you're feeding yourself with this word, what are you doing? You're becoming that living word. And that's what they refer to Yahushua as, that living word. So we become that living word. And as we live in this word, our examples that we show others will speak loud. Things through the things that come out of our mouth and through the actions and deeds that we show. And the more we show these deeds, the humbler we become. The more that those people see us and they say, wow, the God he serves is definitely a good God. See, and that's what the scriptures say that the nations will say. That's what our brothers and sisters in the word will say. So that's a good brother. That's a good brother. That's a good sister. That's a good family. That's a good flock. And people will want to be a part of Israel. Not because of the things that I am doing, but the things that the Father is doing through me, through his Son, Yahushua. So, you know, throughout the course of this week, I was, you know, another thing, you know, as we say, we learn from our examples and the things that we go through. But this week was, you know, I had a good week, you know, at the end of the day. It was a good week, you know, and I'm realizing that, you know, every week is a good week. Every day is a good day. You just have to see the beauty in that day. You have to see the sunshine. Even in the midst of rain, there's still sun, the sun is still shining. It might not be shining on you, but it's shining somewhere. And so we have to, as they see the silver lining in each situation. Yeah, I know sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you ain't seeing those suns. You ain't seeing those sunshine. You're seeing all the gloom and doom, you know. And I'm not going to say, hey, yeah, I see sunshine all the time, because I sure don't. You know, like one of the things that, you know, I say when I go to work, I say I'm going into a salt mine, you know. I call it a salt mine. And the reason why I call it a salt mine, because scripture talks about we being the salt of the earth. And it says, what is salt when it has no flavor? It is useless. When I go to this job, do the things that the Father wants me to do on this job, what I'm doing, I'm adding flavor. See, because you're one of those individuals that cook, you know, you can add just a little salt, and it'll cause the meal to pop. So being that salt in the midst of that bad situation, you know, salt is a preservative, you know, salt helps heal. You know, and we all need a little healing from something. Something. And if we become that salt to one another, to assist one another in the healing process and be willing vessels for the Most High, then someone else might see that and want to begin to wonder, who do you serve? See, because we live in a day and time when people don't even know who they serve. I think there's a scripture that talks about that where Yahushua was talking to, forget exactly who he was talking to. And he said, you know not who you serve. You know, but we know who we serve. We know we're learning why we do the things that we do. And as we're being taught, be quick to give an answer, explaining why you do the things that you do. But at the same time, we want to always continue to give him praise, give Yahushua praise, give the Father praise. And we can give them praise through understanding the things of the prophets, of the patriarchs, all those men that came before us, as we compare our lives to their life, ourselves and our thinking to that of the Word of the Most High. So from here, we're going to go to Psalms 33, verses 21 to 22. And it reads, "For our hearts rejoiced in him, because we have trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness be on us, Yahweh, since we have hope in you." See, we have hope in Yahweh. We have hope in Yahushua. And that hope is to see the Father. See, because we didn't know about the Father until Yahushua told us about him. And that's what our hope is, to meet the Father. Psalms 47, verse 6. Sing praises to Yahweh. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. See, family, we got to keep singing praises. Keep singing praises. Keep giving them. Keep honoring the Father. Keep honoring the Son. See, because if we honoring the Father and honoring the Son, we don't have time to be thinking about the foolishness that dwells in our mind. That foolishness that causes us to separate ourselves from the love of Yahushua, from the love of Abba, from the love of his word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Yah and Yahushua toward you." See, we have to give thanks in everything, the good, the bad, the in-between. See, because we understand that it is he who has given us these situations. See, because he wants to test us to see if we love him. And through him testing us, we learn a little more about ourselves. We learn a little more about his Son. We learn a little more about him, our Father. Psalms 34:1, and it reads, "By David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away. And he departed. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth." Understand that, family. Whatever situation we might be in, let it always have that praise in our mouth. Having that sweet savor of his word on our tongue to Yahweh. All times. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. "Be giving thanks always for the sake of every person in the name of our Messiah, Yahushua, Abba Yah." Then we got to give thanks for everyone's sake. See, because we don't know what the Father has entailed for that person. We don't know what influence we as individuals have on the next person. We just understand and know why the Father has chosen us. Sometimes we don't understand what he is using us for. But we know one thing. It is for his purpose, for his edification. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 and 17. And it reads, "And let the peace of Yahushua rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of Yahushua. Give thanks to Abba Yah through him." We have to continue to thank the Father through Yahushua for the things that he do with us, for the things that he shares with us. And understand that he has chosen us for this purpose. And sometimes we as individuals, we don't believe that he has chosen us. We don't believe it. Because we're looking at ourselves and we're qualifying ourselves based on us and what we think our purpose should be. But the Father has already told us our purpose. Fear him and keep his commandments. Be obedient to his word. We all know this. But sometimes we think better of ourselves, and we think that there's something else for us to do. Psalm 68:4, we've read this many times before. Sing to Elohim. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him who ride on a cloud. Yah, his name. Rejoice before him. We've talked about rejoicing, being glad, being happy, being joyous, singing praise to his holy name. Praise him. Being gracious. Psalms 66:2, sing to the glory of his name, offer glory and praise. This is what we're supposed to do, family. And how do we do that? We share our experiences with him, with those in whom we come in contact with. We share these things with our family and our friends so they will know why we do what we do. When we do what we do, so that they too can make that choice from the example that they've seen through you. Because as we learn options, we all have the option to serve the Father or not. We have that option. But if we choose to serve the Father, and give praise to Yahushua, honor, where honor is due, then people will see the example. People will hear our speech. As the scriptures say, my word will not go out and be void. My word will not fall to the ground. And if we're speaking the righteousness of Abba's word, it's definitely not going to fall to the ground. It's going to do its work because we know that the word is living and it is living through every one of us, especially those who are listening of my voice. So you are preparing yourself entering into the Shabbat day. That day in which the Father said, hey, stop all what you're doing and and sup with me. I rested, so shall you rest. Psalm 7, verse 17. I will give thanks to Yahweh according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of Yahweh Most High. And see, and this is one of the things that I was learning throughout the course of this week, that I didn't have a bad week, but I just had a week where I was on some posts. I just did not want to be there. Didn't want to be on these posts. And throughout the course of this week, I didn't really have an opportunity to see my brothers that work at the same spot and have an opportunity to stop and get that charge in the morning. But I had that charge. I walked in the door with that charge. And I asked them throughout the course of my day. And he helped me. He protected me. He strengthened me throughout the course of my day. And if he did that for me, I know he will do it for you. And seeing that's what the inspiration of this lesson is, to give him praise and give him praise always, all the time. Good times, bad times. Especially, you know, and then when you're in the midst of the bad time, you know, you got to, you know, in that little moment that you get, you know, that little small window when you start to reflect, give them that praise. Give them that praise. Because what is he doing when we go through these ups and these downs? He's creating he's giving us character. Giving us character. Giving us a little wrinkle. Giving us a little scar. Giving us something to be able to identify a situation. That way, if we go through it again or someone else goes through it, then we can share that wisdom. Just like what we're learning with the patriarchs when they're talking to their family before they go off the scene. But we, understanding the word today, we can share our experiences with the Father through Yahushua to our friends and family now. Now, as we're going through them, or after we have learned the lesson, we can share it with them. So then when they come up across that situation, they have the option to listen to what you shared or not. Psalms chapter 9, verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. And that's how I was this week. Just singing praises, calling on him and thanking the Father. Thanking them for allowing me to overcome the situation that I was in. Not saying I was in bad situations. Not saying I was in good situations. But just giving him praise and acknowledging his presence in my life. Psalms 92, verse 1 and 2. A psalm for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh, to sing praises to your name, Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. See, in a sense, that's like part of the Shema. You're thanking him for allowing you to wake up, and you're asking him to protect you as you go to sleep. And the only thing he asks us to do is to give honor to his word. be obedient to his truth. Psalms 92, verse 4. For you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. See, our greatness is not by our hands. Our greatness is by the hands of the Most High. See, because it is he who is leading and guiding us through our skill set. And when we understand that he is the source and we're the resource, our relationship will change and become much, much better. Psalms 111, verse 7. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. See, like we were talking about them works of his hand, they're truth and justice. We know the works of our hand and what we think about. But this is not what we, this lesson, but it's not about what we think about the things that we should be doing. And that's giving praise to the Father for the things that he is allowing to happen in our lives. But for the most part, he has chosen us to be his children, to be the flock under his care, being led by Yahushua, that good shepherd. Psalms 90, verse 16. That let your work appear to your servants, your glory to their children. See, this is passing that information down. The children see the things that you do and learn from you, and they reap the benefits. They reap the benefits. But at the same time, they also are given an option. Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. It reads, who is wise that he may understand these things? Who is prudent that he may know them? For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the righteous walk in them. But the rebellious stumble in them. Understanding this, family, when we walk according to the will of the Most High, when we walk according to the will of the Word, we're walking in righteousness. But when we rebel, we stumble at doing them. See, because now we're focusing on our own mindset, those things that dwell within us. We're dwelling in our own righteousness and not the righteousness of Yahweh, not the righteousness of Yahushua, but in the righteousness of our selfish deeds, our selfish hearts, that we stumble at the goodness of Yahweh. Psalms 107, verse 42 and 43. The upright will see it and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindness of Yahweh. See, when we stand firm in Yahweh's word, standing upright, We're happy. We're thankful. We give him praise. We give him gratitude. Because we understand what he's doing for us. Psalm 64:9, and it reads, all mankind shall be afraid. They shall declare the works of Yahweh and shall wisely ponder what he has done. And that's what we're supposed to do, day in and day out, all to ponder our life. And in pondering our life, we're comparing it to that of the Word. We're comparing it to that of Yahushua. And then we come up and realize that we're falling short. And then we know how to correct it. And we've learned that through the Word, by being obedient to the Word, by keeping his commandments and doing those things that are righteous in his sight. Because when we put our righteousness down and put on the righteousness of Yahushua, many people will see the goodness. The goodness of Yahushua. The goodness of the Father. And we humble ourselves and we give him the praise when he allows others to let us know that we are doing good. But then just like Yahushua said, none is good but the Father. None is good but the Father. And that's what we're supposed to acknowledge. It is the Father in me that you see. That's what you see. Because I'm striving to be like his Son. And this is the last scripture for the night. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. And it reads, but let him who glories glory in this, that he has understanding and knows me, that I am Yahweh who exercises love, loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For I delight in these things, says Yahweh. Yahweh exercises loving kindness toward us. He deals with us fairly in righteousness. I mean, he deals with the good, he deals with the righteous and the unrighteous the same way. As we learn in the scriptures, he says, out of respect of a person. No. You know, because he made one law. That one loss to humanity. And Israel was supposed to be the example that the world was supposed to see, look at and learn how to serve Abba. But as we learned in the scriptures, even the men of Israel need to be taught again because they got caught up in their own righteousness. They got caught up in their own isms and schisms. And I know, and I'm just dealing with myself and what he's showing me. I got isms and I got schisms. Now, I was recently talking to my wife. You know, she brought something to my attention. It was real innocently. And throughout the course of the week, I had to, you know, let her know that, you know, when last time I spoke with her, I let her know, hey, you know what? You were right. You were right. And it was something that I'm going to say I was just doing unconsciously. And what it was is, you know, she told me, you know what, you drive too fast. And to me, I'm thinking I'm driving real casual because I got somebody in the car with me. I'm thinking I'm driving slow. But then I paid attention. That was, you know, because I know, you know, not saying I won't be paying attention when I'm driving, but I just, you know, paid attention a little, you know, pay attention to that speedometer, put it like that. And I realized that, yeah, I do be driving fast. And that's just going back to some of the lessons that we've heard, you know, the Father allowed me to speak about, you know, and that's looking in that mirror and checking yourself, you know. Like Rob told us, you know, Father didn't have all the prophets just to write the good stuff about themselves. Told him to write some of them, some little character flaws. And we are no different as members of this congregation and teachers of this congregation. We're no different. We have character flaws. And he brings those character flaws to our attention. And we as good servants make the change. That's what we need to do. Just make the change. Because when we make the change, we become more like his son, Yahushua. We become a better servant to him. That way he can give us another task to do. Why? Because we didn't pass that last one. So it's time for us to do something else. As you say, elevate. Give a little more responsibility to you. Teach you this lesson. In the process of teaching you this lesson, you open the door for something else that needs to be corrected. Because in the end, he wants us to be perfect, like Yahushua, in all his ways. He wants us to be the same way. And also, he wants us to understand and know why we're perfect and how we became perfect. Short answer, because we love Yahushua. Long answer, trials and tribulation day in and day out. That dash between your life, between the day you're born and the day you rest your eyes. Family and friends, just to reiterate, gracious and showing Father gratuity, giving him praise and giving him honor, thanking Yahushua, thanking those spirits and angels that send to protect us and help us. But at the same time, we become messengers too, and he sends us to help protect others also. Messengers of Yahushua, messengers of the Father. And that we see ourselves as being a messenger for him. And that gives us more desire to want to do his will. Because we want to give the right message to those in whom he's chosen to hear his message. We don't want to give his message to the wrong people. So we have to allow him to lead and guide us and speak his word according to his will. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to enter into yet another Sabbath day. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Father, for the protection that you've given us throughout the course of this week. We thank you, Father, for the health and strength that you've given us throughout the course of this week. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you gave us to laugh, opportunities you gave us to cry, the opportunities that you gave us to smile, the opportunities you gave us to give you praise, to uplift Yahushua's holy and precious name. We thank you, Father, for just loving us. And continuing to help us to love you so that we can show that love that you give us to those that we come in contact with, especially our family and our friends. As your words say, charity starts at home. Love starts at home first. And then it goes abroad. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May we continue to rejoice in your love. May we continue to put your word in us and allow that spirit to grow within us. Thank you, Father, for Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer, and soon coming King. What is through his example and his spilled blood that you have chosen us? In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. May you all have a restful slumber, peaceful slumber. May Abba protect you in your conscious mind and in your unconscious mind. May you continue to praise him and his son throughout your days. Yahushua is holy in your precious name. We pray once again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will give
sing praise to the name of the
build their houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the island, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon, you will have a pardon. Oh, take me to afflicted one, take me, take me, take me, take me.